All right, joining us today, we have Coach Tyler Martin of the Kirksville Boys Basketball Team, Class 4, District 8. How you doing today, Coach?
Good, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, and as you know, we're doing our Basketball Dream Team nominations, and why don't you dive right into the two players that you have picked for this year?
First is Dallin Warking, and the other is Kevin Kincannon.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about your junior guard, Mr. Warking?
Okay, Dallin did a little bit of everything for us. He's about 6'3". Long, athletic, pretty quiet young man, but his game speaks pretty loud. He's a good kid, great kid, good basketball player, well-rounded basketball player. He's a good defender, and this year he kind of stepped up the scoring for us a little bit. He averaged around 16 points a game. He also got a little bit more physical. He was kind of playing out of position a lot, but he was able to grab 7 rebounds a game for us as well. Just a good kid and a good player.
And what do you look for him in the future? I know he's a junior right now and plays a little guard forward for you guys. What do you see for him in the future?
Hopefully in the future, moving him back out to the wing, kind of where he feels a little more comfortable, I think. But he's a hardworking kid. He's going to improve. I think he's going to do a lot of good things for us next year. He can shoot it. He can flash it. He's pretty versatile.
And when you're looking at Kevin Kincannon, who was your senior, kind of a leader for you guys in the post, give us a few things about him, maybe statistical or even, the emotional side of basketball for your team.
Yeah, Kevin averaged about 7.7 rebounds a game for us. Not eye-popping numbers, but he was a great leader for us. He brought the intensity every day, and he's been a great kid to be able to coach for 4 years. Just works extremely hard. You know, it's tough for people to match his intensity and his competitiveness, but I think that's really what he brought to our team this year, just keeping everybody in line and keeping that focus, each and every night.
And so what are you looking for, or actually he's a senior for you guys, and in the future, what do you see him doing? Is he going to college? Is he going to play basketball somewhere, or how is that looking for him?
No, I don't think he's going to play basketball. I know he's got a couple looks in football. He played this year, was his first year in high school playing football, and I know he had a lot of interest on him. He was kind of a defensive end linebacker, and I don't know if he's going to pursue that any farther or not. He's a smart kid. I think he's going to stay here in town and go to Truman State. Not sure whether or not he's going to do football or not yet. But he's a good kid too. He's one of those kids you like to coach. You don't have to worry about him off the court. And hopefully he sticks around the program. And I know he'll have an impact, with these younger guys, and he'll keep coming back, and he'll be a good alumni for us.
All right, Coach Martin, well, we appreciate you joining us today, and we look forward to next year and hoping that Mr. Vorkin can continue what he's been doing, and we wish you the best of luck next year. And that was Coach Tyler Martin of the Kirksville Boys Tigers basketball team, Class 4, District 8, for our KMZU Basketball Dream Team. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.